Masechet Shkolim, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara speaks of a special nace that's going to happen, L'Asud Lovoy, that there's going to be Mayim Chayim that's going to come out of Yerushalayim, and this is referred to in Psukim, that the Gemara brings some of the Psukim in the Sefer Yecheskel and in Sefer Zecharia, and it speaks there's going to be a Mayon that's going to come out of the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal understand it's going to come from the Mokom of the Kodesh Kotchen. It starts at very thin and narrow, the way that the Gemara goes through and explains, and it gets gradually a little bit broader and wider, and as it goes through, it gets broader, and the current gets stronger and starker, till biz, we find that by the time it gets out of, comes out of Yerushalayim, and it goes through Yerushalayim, and out of Yerushalayim, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Be'yimahu yiyye mocher niftoch, le'beis David, le'yosh v'yerushalayim, le'chatos u'lenida. And the Gemara brings on this a couple of days in the Gemara to explain this lashon, that it's going to be a mocher niftoch, le'beis David, le'yosh v'yerushalayim, le'chatos u'lenida. One of the drachim in the Gemara is that mi beis dovid va'ad yoyishu Yerushalayim until it gets out of Yerushalayim, so it's ksheir l'nida u'lechatos. In other words, that this mayim is going to be mayonois, it's kosher for nida and kosher even for meichatos, right? That's mei por adum, which has to have mayim chayim, but this water is mayim chayim, and mele it's kosher. Aber mikan va'elach, mei katafris yoyis hein, and psul l'nida u'lechatos. From that, and then on it, it's mei katafris, and it's possible for both nida and for chatos. In other words, not just that it's possible for meichatos, which has to have mayim chayim, but even that it loses the kashrus even for a needle to be toivo boy. And there's different achroinim and meforishim that are done on this thing to explain why, because it's very sawsome in the Gemara to explain exactly what this thing is, the mekatafrisios, that it becomes possible altogether for being toivo in it, and what exactly is the hezbron and the rein. Basically, there are three pshatim, and we'll go through them briefly, to go through them a bit. In the Gedulei Taira, which is one of the Gedulei HaPoiskim in the Hilchos Mikvois, and Reish Aleph and Nachal Hei, the Gedulei Taira learns the Gemara Mamash Kipshuta, the Lashon of Katafris, and he explains over there, he's Machriya from the era Shaila, about where the May Katafris is possible for a Mayan. Just to explain this a little bit, we know that the halacha is that if something is a well, if you have a well where the water comes from the ground and it flows up like a spring, the halacha is it's kosher bezoichlam. May mikvois, if a thing is a mikvah, it's from big shomim, so then it has to be ashboyer, it has to be dafka collected and still and sitting in the ground in order for it to be kosher for a mikvah. But may mayonois, if it's flowing from the ground, the mayon, Chazal learned from the psukim and shmini, that a mayon is kosher bezoichlam, it's even allowed to be flowing. The shaila that the poiskim deal with, and it's a machloikis, some say it's a machloikis rishainim, a machloikis a poiskim, the shaila that they deal with is what happens if this zechila of the mayon, the flow of the mayon, if it flows down the slope of a hill. That says if it flows on the regular level, ground, it's definitely that it's kosher. That's zoichlam, which is kosher on a mayon. But what happens if it flows on the side of a hill? Flowing on the side of a hill is called katafris in the Mishnayos and the Masechta Mikvois, and the din is that katafris is posel. The big shaila in the Paiskim, if when katafris is posel, is that posel? Does that only mean it's posel for a mikvah, which anyhow can't be flowing? A mikvah can never be flowing. And therefore, certainly it's posel if the mikvah is flowing down, the rainwater mikvah is flowing down the side of a mountain and moving, so it's certainly posel. That's katafris. Or do we say, much bigger chiddush, and that's what the Gedulei Taira wants to learn out of our sugya here, that he says that the katafris, which is the flow down the side of the mountain, it so to speak breaks up the chibur of the water. In other words, it's like the slope of the mountain is driving the water down and taking the water away from the other waters, and moving the water, so to speak, away from the Mayan, and maybe you lose the chibur, you lose the connection of the water to the Mayan and the water to each other, and therefore you no longer have what's called mem saba makom echad. You no longer have 40 saw. If it would be flowing, it wouldn't be a problem on level ground by May Mayan. But if it's flowing down the slope, that's called it loses the chibur, it loses the connection, and the halacha is you have to have mem saw, even by Mayonis, we paskin for a tevila of an Adam, which we're talking about over here, the Nida, and Mayla, therefore, says the Gedulei Taira. That's what it's saying over here. Kapshute katafris, me katafrisios, which is the din of katafris, which we're discussing, and discussing a Sethamic voice, the slope, the water that flows, and apparently, in other words, at that point, the ground stops being level once you get out of Yerushalayim and starts sloping. That's what the Pasuk seems to be describing, Zokter. And therefore, once it gets to me katafrisios, it becomes possible even for a nida, because you now no longer have the chibur, and the water no longer is connected. It's like the little particles of water running away from each other, so you no longer have the memsah, which should enable you to have a neither be toivel. Another pshat, a straightforward pshat, is found over here in the Ma'aroh Fulda, one of the Meforshim and other Meforshim as well, that they learned that the pshat is that once it gets out to Yerushalayim, there's going to be a lot of rainwater mixed into it, and you have a lot of rainwater, the din that the Gemara speaks of in a couple of places of Robu HaNoitfan al-Hazoichlam. In other words, that there's more rainwater than there is wellspring water. If you have more rainwater than wellspring water, halacha is that it becomes it's possible, Zoichlam, because you go with the Roiv, and we tie it up that it's rainwater mikvah, not a mayon, which is kosher, Zoichlam, with flowing water, but a rainwater mikvah. Sefer, and therefore there will be pasul. So that's a pasul devort. In other words, when we're naming on that will be in Yerushalayim, there's not so much rainwater that mix in, and it's kosher. Mashenk, once you get out of Yerushalayim, then you have rubble hagashamim, and therefore it's going to be pasul because of the flow itself. There's a final pshat, a third pshat, in the Har Ephraim, one of the Meforshim over here. The Har Ephraim wants to learn a new pshat based upon the Perish Mishnayos, the Rambam in the voice, and Perikei Halacha, the Rambam Vatayches in the Mishnah there. But if you have a spring that water is flowing out of, so avadi, you'll have to be toivel in the spring, even if the water is flowing, it's zoichlam, it's a kosher because it's a mayon. But what happens if there's a break, the water breaks? In other words, and the water is flowing out, but the connection to the spring is broken. There isn't an unbroken line of water going all the way out there, but rather there's breaks in the connection. So that broken water does not have the koyach of a mayon. The Rambam learns from the Mishnah there, the way he learns it, and mainly you would not be able to be toivel in that water, because it wouldn't have the extra mile of a mayon, and therefore it's possible zoichlam because it's flowing. It's not any better than a regular mikveh. That's how the Har Ephraim understands this Rambam. So the Har Ephraim says that we could perhaps assume Lerm Shad in the sugya here. Perhaps it could be matzia zokte that once this water gets out of Yerushalayim, so perhaps it gets broken. It's not an unbroken flow of water, but it gets broken up. It runs over different crevices or something, and therefore the water gets broken. So even though you have water that goes right and it goes further, it would not have the koyach of a mayon. And therefore, you will not be able to be toivel in the flow. It'll be possible bezoichon. This is a suggestion of the Har Ephraim. Truth, it's a little bit shver. It's very hard, I think, really, to read it in Loshna Psukim over there, which the Gemara brings some of these Psukim, the way that the Novi describes, that the flow gets stronger and stronger as the water gets distanced and goes further from the base of Mikdash. Vayomod elef, vayamrienu b'mayim, mei b'rikoyim. And the Yerushalmi over here goes through the whole thing, that first the water is only ankle height, and then the water gets up to be knee height, and etc. The water gets stronger and higher. And it's very hard, really, to grasp, but to follow how you could possibly say this thing that the flow gets broken. It doesn't really mashma like that at all in the Psukim or in the Gemara. It really looks more like it'll be an unbroken flow. So that's a shtickle ha'ora on this pshat. I wanted to point out to say over shtickle yisoidi getikazach in the Sefer Agodas Eliyo. Agodas Eliyo is a mefarish on the Yerushalmi from the Mechaber of the Sefer Shevet Musar. And in Agodas Eliyo, if I know it over here, he asks the kashim. He says that the Gemara is naming on, obviously, that the Osed Lavoi, that there's going to be a need to Metaira Nida. In other words, so you'll have Tumas Nida, and you'll have to be Toivel and Metaira Nida the same way that you have today. He asks on this a big kasha, because he says that really it's Mavur in the Medish Tillon, the Shaykh Toiv, in the Mizma Kufman Vav. It says clearly over there that the Osed Lavoi, the whole Tumas Nida we bottle, and there won't need be a need anymore to Metaira Nida, because the whole Tuma, the Zuam, the way he calls it, is going to become bottle. I'll say over this Medish a little bit Barchova. The Medish says on the Pasik of Hashem Matir Asurim. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Hashem Zoykef Fufim, etc. So Hashem Matir Asurim, there's actually two pshatim, the Medrash there. One pshat is that it goes on Behemois Tmeis, in other words, non-kosher Behemois, and says all the Behemois that the Ebesu was Mitzaveh in the Tzivuya HaTorah, that they should be considered non-kosher, they be considered treif. So Lassid Lavoi, that's Hashem Matir, it's like Hashem Matir Isurim, in other words, the Darshan El Drasha, and therefore we say that those are going to become Mutal Lassid Lavoi. Loma Osar Oiso, why the Ebesu originally Aser? Lirois Misha Makabal Dvorov Mi Ena Makabel, who's going to accept his words and keep the tzivui and who won't? Lassid Lavoi, who matiras kol mashosa. That's the first shot in the Midrash that it goes on the Behemois Tmeyois. The second shot of Yeshayim Ena Matirin Lassid Lavoi. According to the second shot, David says not matir these Lassid Lavoi. Rather, Mahu matiras surim, Ein Lacho Issa Godelman Hanida. That's what it says over there, that there's a tremendous Issa called Nida. And the Lassid Lavoi state, the Pasik, it quotes a Pasik in Scharia, Ves Ruach Hatuma Avir Min Ha'orat. The Ruach Hatuma, of course, the path from the land. Tumah lanida, the Medrash says, and therefore, in other words, that the whole Tumas Nida will pass away from the land. And that's Hashem Matir Yisurim, Lassid Lavoi. There won't be any such din like Nidas, because the whole Tumah is going to vanish. So the Agudas Eliyahu asks, it's steer. Because over here we find what? That Lassid Lavoi, there will be a mikvah, a mayan, that the Nidas are going to use to be toivel. It comes out of Yerushalayim, the Mayim Chaim, and the Nidas, Lachatos Lanida. And yet we find over there in the Medrash that he's naming on, he's just that the second man Domer, maybe he's naming on, it's Muskim, the second man Domer, the Yeshem Al Kaponim. He says over there, it says that there won't be any Tumas Nida B'chlal Osad Lavoi and Hakim Yashiv these two Mara Mekaymas. So now Godus Eliyahu says on this Yesoid, he explains that there's different Kufois in the Moshe Mashiach. It's not like one uninterrupted time period, but rather it is Bezunderit Kufis. He doesn't explain exactly everything, but he says that there's one Kufa from the beginning of Moshe Mashiach until Tchias HaMeisim, which is not by the way at the beginning the way he learns, but rather it's somewhat into the Moshe Mashiach. And that Kufa Zokter, the Emisha doesn't make any Yesoidius to Kishinuyim, and on that is why Chazal say In other words, the Gemara speaks of tzedodim and shitas that hold that there won't be any changes. They'll have regular teva, nature, the natural order, the same way lost love like you have today. That's talking in the first kufi ma'is mashiach. And that time, Dr. Avada, that's what we're talking here. At zecha will be a tumasnid, then the nidus will have to be toivel. But there's a second kufa, shpeta dekat kufa, that's after tchias ha'meisim, and then the whole world is nishtana, becomes much more rain and purified, and that's where it's miskayim the ruach atuma avim or is the pasuk in Zechariah. So there, at that point, the tanka won't be necessary for nidus to be toivel, because there won't be any more any tumasnid bechlal anymore. So that's how he's miyasha the steer. And I want to mention that actually there's a very similar yasoid in the sefer Sharei Lashon Shvoi Va'achloma. The Sharei Lashon Shvoi Va'achloma is likutim that he took out, nigla type likutim out of one of the greatest Kabbalah forum, the Lashon Shvoi Va'achloma, which is a Kabbalah. But the Sharei Lashon is very interesting that he takes out different yasoidus of nigla that are found over there. And in the Sharei Lashon, in the Chelik Basim and Yud Gimel, there's a bigger richus on this Shaila. He asks a lot of steers, lakana lakan, and whether mitzvah is a bottle loss of love, which is a Shaila in the Gemara itself, and neither mitzvah is patel loss of love or not. And he's moir a lot of steers and whether there'll be tremendous shinuyim in ruchnius and in gashmius loss of love or not. So the Shari Leshem is miyashiv with a very similar mahalach besim that he says he brings a midrash anelum that tchias ha'meisim will take place 40 years, not less than 40 years after the kibbutz goliath, not less than 40 years after the original the beginning of moisa mashiach, the kibbutz goliath. So the Shari Leshem says also the same thing that this the Chazal saying that moisa mashiach is just like olam hazeh, ein ben olam moisa mashiach, the teva will stay the same and gashmi and ruchni. So that is all during the first kufa of the moisa mashiach. Mashein king spet is up there after tchias ha'meisim. He says once people are they die and they're broken down on the zdachich and then they get back up. So at that point in time, Zokta, the whole world is mishtana, the whole world has changed, and that's when you have. And he says that's when the beginning of the midrash would apply. What Hashem matir yisurim? I mean, what does that mean? The also love we don't have yisurim. I mean, there's a lot of rayas, Zokta, that the also love there will be mitzvahs and there'll be yisurim and there'll be all kinds of dinim that are going to be negay also love. Zokta, this is talking about a whole tkufa later on tkufa nimayis mashiach after the tchias ha'meisim when people are mishtana and the world is mishtana, and only at that point in time that's when you have this day in the midrash that holds. Let's say that the animals that were previously not kosher going to become kosher, etc. And that's all in the Spetadika second kufa. See, really, the last Shari Leshem, the Leshem Shavu Achlama, really learns of the same type of mahalach as the Haggadah Saliyo says of Anort. Now the Mishnah discusses on the Fuzayin and the Beis, it goes through the 13 Shulchanos, so it says that there were two Shulchanos that they were in the Ulam of the Beis HaMikdash, in the antechamber, the Ulam of the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Ulam Bibifnim, Al Pesach HaBayis, by the door leading into the Heichol, Echod Shel Shayish, VeEchod Shel Zov. One of the Shulchanos was made out of marble, one of them was made out of Zov, Al Shel Shayish on the marble one, Noisim Lechem Aponim B'Knisosoy, Val Shel Zov B'Yitziyosoy. On the Shayish one, you put the Lechem Aponim B'Knisosoy on the way in, Al Shel Zohav, be it Siyasai. In other words, when you're taking out the Lecha upon him, you take it off of the Shulchan and the Heichol, and you put it down for a moment, you put it down outside, so it's like the Shemailin Bakoidish for the Merindin, because you always have to go up in Koidish. So on the way in, you can put on Shayish first, marble, and then on Zohav. The way out already was on the Shulchan of Zohav and the Heichol, so you have to be, it has to be Mailin Bakoidish, a Merindin, you can't go down, so you have to have the Shulchan on the way out to also be Shel Zohav. There is a big kasha on this in the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadik Zayin and Ois Vov. The Michas Chinuch says he doesn't understand why they weren't being over on the din of Ein Marid in any way, despite all these precautions that they took here, because he says that if you look in Rashi and Chumash, we find that Rashi's shita is that the lechem panim was baked. When they baked it, it was nefer b'tfus barzel. It was baked in a tfus in a form of iron. But when they took it out of the tanur, so like the Rashi, they used to put it into a tfus shel zohav. They used to put it into a golden tfus. And that's called ka'oroisov in Lashon Torah, Lashon Akro, Rashi says that's the Tefus Shel Zov that they put it into after they took it out of the oven. The Mechasana points out that the Shittas HaRambam is a little bit different. The Rambam holds that even the Tefus that it was in, when it was in the oven, that was also made out of gold, and that was gold as well. But either way, if you go with the Rambam or you go with Rashi, Zot HaMechas Chinuch, we certainly find that it was in the Tefus, Ka'oroisov, the Lashon Torah in the Parashas Truma, that was made out of gold. Zot, if that's the case, so when you take it out of the Ka'ora, and now you're going to put it upon the Shulchan of Shayish that you had in the Ulam, so that's the going down. It used to be in a Kleishoris, the Korah, which was made out of gold, and now it's going down to Shayish. Why isn't that in and of itself being over on the din of Ein Meridin? How are you fulfilling this thing when you're being, anyhow you're being over on this Ein Meridin by taking it out of the force of gold and putting it onto the Shulchan of Zohar? Of the Mechas Chinuch. There is a teretz on this kasha in the Tshuvas Oyer HaMeir in Semin Zayin. Oyer HaMeir is from the Meir Shapiro, the Reshiva Chachma Lublin, Ilhorn Lavrocha, and in, over there in Semin Zayin he discusses this kasha. He brings it b'shem the Mechas Chinuch, and he wants the Mechadish, a Chiddush in the din of Ein Meridin, Maila Mekoydish Ein Meridin, that he wants to tie into the Iker Kpeidazok that is Dafka Bahasiyum. In other words, he says that even if you have to go through a process of a whole series of steps, and in the middle is Episo Hiroda, he says you're not over in the din of Ein Meridin. The din of Ein Meridin is only some soif, the final step. The final step, if that ends up being a lowering of what it previously was, that's where you're being over the Dinavei Meridin. Otherwise, you're not over. And he says, he brings a raya to this thing from a Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Tes. It talks about making the tzitzis, so it talks over there about winding the tzitzis, being koirich, the chutum of the tzitzis. You have lovan and you have tcheles, and the way the Gemara goes through over there, it describes that you should be maschil b'shel lovan. You begin by winding with the threads of lovan, then you go and you koirich with tcheles, the tcheles ones, and then you messayim b'shel lovan. Rashi explains over there, explains why there's a raya to this thing, that the chutum of lavan are considered to be more choshev than the ones of tchel. That's what Rashi says. The chutum of lavan are more choshev, and therefore, Zok Rashi, that therefore, well, you're maschil with the lavan because you start with the more choshev one, but you have to also make sure you end up with the more choshev one as well, otherwise you're over on Ein Meridin. So therefore, you have to also be messayim b'shel lavan, otherwise you started with lavan and went down to tchel, and be over on the din of Maila Makoidish for Ein Meridin. Zok Ermei, you see beferish over here, that even though in the middle, anyhow, went through that down to Tcheilos. So, what did you gain? You over Emeridin because you went down Tcheilos in the middle. So, to hear there's a riot to this, you said that Emeridin you're only over if the soif of the series of steps is going to be a Hirodo. Here, where the soif is back up to Lavan, so therefore you're not over on anything, on Emeridin. So, maybe that's over here too. Since, even though in the interim over here, the person at one point, it's true that you did put it upon the one of Shaius, which is a Hirodo from the Zov, but as long as the last final step is going to be that you put it on the way out, you're going to put it on the Shulchan of Zov and the Ulam, Samela, that's the final Siyum, and the Ikik Peda Zakhtar is only on the Siyum, Samela, you're not over Emeridin, even though in the middle it went down from the original Tfus, the Kara of Gold, to the final Shulchan of Gold, even in the middle it did go down to Shaya Shafal PK, and you see this Yesoy, that you're not over on the Din of Emeridin, on something which was just an interim step on the way. The Mishnah says here on the Yud Zayin and the Beis that there were Yud Gimel Shulchanois Hoyev Mikdash, that there were 13 Shulchanois in the Mikdash, and it goes through a Cheshbon of 8 which were Shalshayish and the Beis Hamit Bachayim and etc. In the Gemara later on in the Omer it brings down that Eser Shulchanois Osa Shloime. This is a very interesting Zach, of course the Torah only find that there should be one Shulchan in the Mishkan, but we are told based on Sukkim and Divrei Hayomim that Shloime built the Eser Shulchanois. Shloime makes 10 Shulchanois, and plus is actually 10 plus the one that Moshe made in the whole Cheshbon of the Gemara, exactly how they were set up. That's when this leads to a kasha that the Mephoreshim asked, that according to that there should have been more than Yud Gimel Shulchanos in the Mikdash, because you have just 10 of Shloimois plus the one of Moshe, etc. This would have been ended up being much more than 13 Shulchanos in the Mikdash if you add these 10 that Shloimois made. And the Rivavon, which is here on the side of the page, answers the kasha right away of Anort, and he says that the reason that those 10 Shulchanos of Shloimois aren't there, and that they aren't counted here in the Mishnah, is because this Mishnah is going b'bayis hasheni askinon shaloi hoyu sham oison shulchanos. This Mishnah is going in the second Beis Hamikdash, and the Rivon says, without explaining why, that in the second Beis Hamikdash you did not have these 10 shulchanos. You have a cheshbon later on. We'll see b'sashem tomorrow. You have the menoyros. It was extra. It was 10 menoyros, and the Rivon tells us that this is all only in the bayis harishon. Masha'en kein in the bayis hasheni, you don't have all of these extra shulchanos. So the second Beis Hamikdash, therefore, there's only Yud Gimel Shulchanos. The truth is that this question of whether the second Beis HaMikdash had the additional Shulchanos as well is a big shiloh, it's a tumult, and the smuchim lekan ulekan. Of course, Chashtetzach, the Gemara, when it brings it down over here, really does not mention that there's a distinction that the Mishnah is only talking about Bayis HaSheni, and we're bringing down Psukkim only to give a Bayis HaRishon, and it's certainly a chiddush to say what the Rav Avon says, that the Bayis HaSheni did not have all these Shulchanos. Despite that, we have that the Tosfos Rid, one of the Rishonim in Masechet Yuma Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, really does say, based on the Gemara there, that the Eser Shulchanos really were in the Bayis HaSheni as well, not just Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, but also Bayis HaSheni. And he brings down that it's very, very stark mashma like that in the Gemara Kamat Muchach, because the Gemara has a Cheshbon, has a Kohen Gadol, which isn't the Bayis HaSheni, used to do the Avoid, used to go Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur, he used to go into the Kodesh Kochim, and it speaks about the path that he would travel. And the Gemara over there is done, whether the Kohen Gadol's path was blocked, whether there was an equal obstacles in the path by means of having all these shulchanos, the eser shulchanos that are set up all on the tzofon side of the Beis Hamikdash, which that perhaps would have blocked the derech, the path of the Kohen Gadol into the Beis Hamikdash. And it's really mavur in the whole sugya there is talking about Bayis Hasheni. It speaks of the paroichos that you had leading to the Kodesh Kosh and the Bayis Hasheni. And really, the Tosfos Ridge says that this is a very strong raya, which it is, that these eser shulchanos were not just in the Bayis Harishon, but also like the Gemara speaks over there in Yuma, that they were also in the Bayis Hasheni. However, the Tosfos Ridge blames the kasha, because it's the kasha limit, the Tanan Bishkolim, the Perek Shishi, Shloisha, also shulchanos, Habe Mikdash, etc., etc. And he's more into this kasha that the Rebbe Von asks over here as well, that Lechoiro, we find in our Mishnah that there's only 13 shulchanos that describes the Bayis Hasheni, and that's total, the Azor, the Bayis Hamikdash, 13 shulchanos. So it seems apparently that there weren't 10 shulchanos in the Bayis Hasheni, and the Tosfos Ridge blames the kasha on this, and he does not offer any teretz. So we see our component's a big deal, and it's a big shiloh which way to go on this, if there were the Esser Shulchanos additionally in the Bayis Hasheni as well. The Mefarish, which is on the side of the page of Masechta Tomid on the Lamed Aleph on the Bayis, as you know, in Tomid there's no Rashi, there's Mefarish, and the Mefarish over there is done on why our Mishnah does not mention the Shulchanos Shloimoy, where it says there were only 13. So the Mefarish over there says that Shulchanos Shloimoy Lehishtamshu, Lechein, Lemonom, etc. He says that they did not utilize the Shulchanos, because he brings in that they only put the Lechem Aponims on the Shulchanos of Moshe. But since those other shulchanos were not used for any active purpose, so therefore they aren't rechin and they aren't mentioned in the Mishnah. Versteitzuch, this is Betzim HaMachloikis, of course, over here in the Sugya, and it's a big chiddush to say what the Mefarish says, that our Mishnah apparently is Meshubed Dafke to one side. According to him, the Mishnah has to go that only the shulchan of Moshe was used in setting up Lechem upon him and not the others. Over here in the Gemara, you do have the Machloikis of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, says, Al-Kulo Nohya Mesadeh, Shenemer HaShulchanos V'Aleim Lechem upon the Loshen Rabbim, Ashulchonos, Aleihem Lechem Aponim, and we'll talk about that. Akoponim, it seems clear from the Befarish that he understands our Mishnah is going that only the one of Moshe was used, the others were not used, and he's going also that you did have all the Esser Shulchonos in the Bayis Hasheni, but he has a side reason why the Mishnah does not mention these, and does not count these Shulchonos, and only mentions the Yud Gimel Shulchonos. So it's a Machloikis in the Kadmoinim, the Rishainim, whether there was the Esser Shulchonos in the Bayis Hasheni as well. I saw in a Yarcha in the Kovet Space Iron of Yisroel in the Shnas Yud Beis Gilyan Aleph, there's a shtickle there from a Talmud Chochem, Rav Moshe Notovitz, that he's down on the Rambam in the Yad, the Nuchas Beis Abchir doesn't bring down anything about the Esser Shulchonos, about the Esser Menoris. The Rambam leaves this thing at Lagamri. So he tainus that from there it's Mashma, that the Rambam went with the Tzad of the Meforshim, that the Bayis Hashini did not have these Esser Shulchonos and Esser Menoris, which the Rambam over there is not bringing down the Zachan in the Bayis Harisha, and the Rambam is Kiveh, the Halachas, based upon the Bayis Hasheni, we look ahead, we have similar in the Bayis Hashlishi. Meili says that would be a raya, the Rambam is going like those who learn that he did not have the Esser Shulchonos in the Bayis Hasheni. The Rambam goes like that sad. The truth is the Meshech Chochma, and he points this out, there's a very, Meshech Chochma is a very, very important word, an important beer in this Inyan. The Meshech Chochma is in Shmoyz Perichav Zayin, Pasuk Chof, in Parashat Tzaveh, and I will go through this somewhat Bekitza, but I'll go through this Meshech Chochma. You'll see it's an important period that the Meshech Chochma discusses there. The Meshech Chochma writes over there like this. He brings down Ibn Ezra in Parashas Baloischa, that Ibn Ezra speaks about the Menorah in the beginning of Parashas Baloischa, and Ibn Ezra over there says it's a chiddush over there, that it says in Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says that even though Gaventlich we find that the Nevuah came to Moshe Rabbeinu Bayoyim, usually Nevuah it comes, this Meshech Chochma points that that's a Mechilta in Parashas Boy. Kol Hadibrois Shenidba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ima Moshe Loihoya Ela Bayoyim Shenema Bayoyim Dib Hashem, etc. So, like this, the Dibur's, the voice that the Ebershter gives to Moshe are generally given to that these are beyond, these are by daytime. It states in Ibn Ezra that the oir of the menorah, once the menorah is meyer in the base of Mikdash, so that oir of the Neirois, the doilkim of the menorah, provides an oir in the base of Mikdash, and that's able to provide for, in the Mishkan, in the time of Moshe, that's able to provide for an oir, which is Keilu Ubiyoim, state in the Ibn Ezra, and the male will be able to have Nevuah, Afilu Balayla, when you're in the Mishkan because of the oil of the menorah. That's the Yesoid that the Meshachah brings down from the Ibn Ezra. Interesting, the Yesoid, Ibn Ezra, the Meshachah was Mazbe, this Yesoid Abyssal. He says that the oil of the menorah provides for a simcha, a oil of the simcha. So he says that the Nevuah, the Ein Nevuah, Shoyra, the Mitech Simcha. So therefore, then Befrat, I guess it was an oil Ruchni of the menorah in the Mishkan, the base of Mikdash in the Meila, you were able to have Nevuah, Fulub Alayla. So Bekitzer, the Meshachah takes out of this that the oil of the menorah in the Mishkan, the base of Mikdash, it provided for your choilus that there should be a hashpa of a ruach nevuah. The meila zacht of the Meshach Chochma. That's why we find that there was a special tziva that Shlomo HaMelech had to make an extra eser menorahs and also eser shachonis, like we'll see. But eser menorahs, he says, it stems from in the base of Mikdash, and he goes through a cheshbon that the base of Mikdash is approximately 10 times as big as the Mishkan. If he holds the whole full cheshbon, the length, the width, the height. So a meila zacht there that you have to provide for an oil in the base of Mikdash that should be equivalent to that of the Mishkan. So for that, you had to have an extra 10 menorahs, and that's the Yesoid Hadvorim Zokteh, why you had to have the extra 10 menorahs when Shlomo built the base of Mikdash. Meshach Chochma says that even though Rashi says in Masechta Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes, where you have a parallel sugya Menachos in Bavli to the Yerushalmi here, but the Esa Menoyrois and the Esa Shulchanois, and over there Rashi speaks at Beferish in Masechta Menachos Tzadik Tes that even according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, who says in the Gemara we have in Hayos Al Kulon Hoya Masadir and Al Kulon Hoya Madlik, like you have later on in the sugya, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda that says Al Kulon, that he lit the Menoyra Al Kulon and all of them, Rashi still learns it means on any one of them. According to Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom, it's the same thing that Mefarshim point out over there in Menachos Tav Tzadik Tes, that there is no tzad to say that actually all of the menorahs were lit at once, but rather Rashi, Rabbeinu Gershom, Rishonim learn over there in Masechta Menachos Tzadik Tes that he only lit one of them. Kulon means that he chose any which one and didn't have to be medaktik like the other Mandava says to light Dafka on the one of Moshe. Now the Meshech Chochma, however, writes in Yalkut Shemoni state on this, and he brings a very big raya, a raya gedoyla, the Yalkut Shemoni said the Feirish in the Kuf Pehei, Simon Kuf Pehei of the Yalkut Shemoni in Novi. It says Beferish over there that Aleihem, it says the Midrash says that he lit all of the menorahs. The first one that they lit was always Moshe's. The Achar Kach Hoya Mavir Kulam Shenema Ve'esa Menorahs Ve'nerisehem Levaron Kamishpat. Vamashe Beferish Yalkut Shemoyni, that says not like Rashi Minigeshim, and it says Lehedia over there that on all of the menorahs he lit, nor he lit the one of Moshe first. The same thing the Yalkut Shemoyni speaks out over there on the Shulchan Ois also. Lohe Mesad. First, he was Masadir Lecha upon him on Moishes, and then afterwards, V'achakach he Masadir al Kulon, Shenemer Hashulchanos V'aleihem Lecha upon him. So it's Mamish Beferish, and the Meshech Chochma is Noita from Rashi and the Rishonim, and he learns up the Yalkut Shemoni that all of the Neris were lit, and he says that the Indian that we required to have a special Rubei Ha'Oyer, the Beis Hamikdash was a big room, and you had to have a Gevaldig Koyach of Oyer for the Mara HaNevuah, to Mashpia the Shef HaNevuah. So for that purpose, Zok the Meshech Chochma, Shlomo had to have. There was a tzivui that he should have the extra esa menorahs. That explains the menorahs. But the meshulchan of fiyazois, the lachain also gam shulchanos asara, the shulchan's 10, ki ha shulchanos tzrichan liyois noichach, ha shulchan tzrich liyois noichach ha menorahs. Apparently, he's saying that you have to have shulchans that face each and every one of the menorahs. Noichach ha menorahs. We'll talk about this in Sashem later. Loshna posik, but the menorah, noichach ha shulchan, the way that the tzivui is given in the Torah, and it's special that they should be facing each other, noichach ha shulchan. So therefore, the meshulchan explains, and with this he speaks out the Meshech Chochma, that's all, but the Bayis HaRishon Avon Mikdash Sheni Sheinoi Rak Choyk Sagi Ba'achas, and as Mikdash Sheni you don't have Nevuah, so Meila this whole Indian of Ribbo Ha'oyer and the whole Indian of lighting the menorah to provide for this Ruchnius to Koyer for Shefa Nevuah wasn't a gay in the Bayis HaSheni, and Meila says Stama Choyk to light the menorah in the Bayis HaSheni, and for that it was Sagi Ba'achas, and you did not have the extra Esa Menorahs and a Meila not the Esa Shulchanos in the Bayis HaSheni. So there's actually two Chedushim in the Meshech Chochma here. One is that he goes Beferi, like the tzad, that you did not have the extra Esa Shulchanos and Esa Menorahs in the Bayis HaSheni, and he even gives a hezber to give us a reason to this, because you did not have a Ribbui Nevuah, you didn't have Nevuah in the Bayis HaSheni, and the Meila therefore you did not have to have these extra menorahs, and the Meila didn't have to have the Shulchanos to face the menorahs, and he also speaks out, not like Rashi in Gershom, in Menachos Tzadik Tes, he learns a Pidi Yalkut Shemoini, that all of the menorahs were all of them lit to Zama to provide for a great amount of air. Really, it would seem astavir that these two chedushim and the Meshach Chochma perhaps are totally hobaho, because in the Mishnayos and Masech the Tomid, when it goes to the Seder Avoid and the Beis Hamikdash, it's very, very clear that there was only one menorah b'shas the Bayis Hasheni that was it's going through the Bayis Hasheni there. It's only any discussion at all is only a discussion of one menorah there. It talks about exactly the lighting and the cleaning it out in the mornings, and it's clear there was only one menorah that was done. So Meila, presumably, if you learn with the Meshach Chochma that you had mamish that they all lit at the same time, presumably you really you have to learn like the Meshach Chochma also speaks out the Pidarkoi that there was no Esa Menorius in the Bayis Hasheni, because he really it certainly doesn't seem from Chazal and the Mishnayos and Masechta Tomid that there was a lighting of Kama Menorius, certainly not in the Bayis Hasheni. There's also a Rashash right over here in the Mishnayos. The Rashash on Mishnayos, it's printed in the Mishnah in Masechta Shkolim here in Perek Vov, that the Rashash actually blithes by a Ha'orah on this thing. He goes through this Shiloh if they had the Esa Menorius and Esa Shulchonos and the Bayis Hasheni, and the Rashash leaves it with a Shiloh. The Rashash says that in the Yuma Nun Aleph, it's very clearly Mashma that there was the Esa Shulchonos and the Bayis Hasheni. We mentioned this Raya from the Tosfos Rid, that you had the Shiloh over there if the Kohen Gadol was blocked in his path, the Shiloh when he walked. Going in the Bayis Hasheni to the Kodesh Kochim, so it seems that they did have this in the Bayis Hasheni. But that's vegan. It says in the Rashash that there's a Fakarita opposite Mashmoy, some Menachas Taf Tzadik Tes. The Rashash doesn't explain this. Presumably he means, because the Gemara over there goes through again and again and again, when it talks about the Esa Shulchonos, Esa Menorahs, it says a lotion of Osa Shloimoy. There's a similar lotion over here in the Yerushalmi coming up, but in the Bavli it's again and again, Osa Shloimoy, Osa Shloimoy, and perhaps over there is the Mashmois that he's naming on, that in the Bayis Hasheni you did not have these Esa Shulchonos and Menorahs, and the Shasha actually leaves with a Shiloh, with a question if you had them in the Bayis Hasheni. I saw in the Sefer Knesset HaRishonim from a Mordechai Ilan in Menachas Taf Tzadik Tes that he has a whole beer in this shita of the Meshech Chochma and of the Yalkut that they had. He's focused on the Shulchonos, which is the Ge'er to us, that they had all the Shulchonos and that they put Lechem upon him on all of the Shulchonos. It's Be'etzim, I just want to point out that the Meshech Chochma never really explains why you should have Lechem on all the Shulchonos. The Meshech Chochma over there says that there's a reason why he explains why you should have all lighting of all the menorahs, because you had to have a ribui hoyer in a big room, and Meila, apparently he's naming on that the Eibushter was taka metzava, a special tzivoy, that there should be the extra lighting of 10 more menorahs with the hadloka in the bayis, the Beis Hamikdash. But to explain why you should have to have another 10 sets of extra lechem aponims, which be'etzim is going to come out of lechem meshachem as well, and out of the yalkut of the feirish grad of this thing, that if you're going to go with the yalkut sheet, it says they set up all of the shulchanah, it's just the yalkut goes that they set up Moshe Rabbeinu first. So, to explain that, it's really not at all explained in the Meshech Chochma. And good, he says you have to have Esa Shulchonos, because the Shulchonos have to be Noichach, the Menorah, each Menorah with a Shulchan facing it. And we'll talk about that, the Menorah Noichach Shulchan, like the Lashon HaPosik in the Chumash. But that doesn't perhaps explain why you have to have Lechem Aponim and all of them. And there is the Taka Siba. So this, there's a whole beer on this in the Sefer Knesset HaRishonim over there. And I want to go through, he speaks out a little bit, Yesoidos in this Inyan. First of all, he brings down a Keren Oira in Menachas Tzadik Tes over there. The Keren Oira brings the Rashi that says that no matter which man the Omer, it's zikr that they only let on one menorah, and it's zikr that they only put the lechem upon him on one shulchan. And the Keren Oira is miyase this thing on the din of Bal Toisef. He says that the state in the Keren Oira that if you're going to put extra hadlokos, extra lechem upon him, you have a Bal Toisef, samela zikr, like Rashi says over there, that you can only put one hadloka, one set of lechem upon him, otherwise you have a Bal Toisef. But the truth is, I mean, the Mordechai Ilan points out that, you know, now that we have that the Yalkut says not like this, and we have the Meshech Chochma says not like this, so you have to miyasha the kasha of Toisif. But he points out that the whole Keren Oira Be'etzim needs a whole beer. It's not poshut. It's a shtickle shver Keren Oira, because the truth is, if there really is about Toisif, then why should you only ask on the hadlokos and only ask on the placement hanoch of lechem upon him? Why don't you name on that there's about Toisif and putting extra menorahs also, or about Toisif and putting extra shulchanos elamai zok? They brings down a befeish ben bechai and ben bechai and precious shuma says mamish befeish. The Ben Bechai answers kasha not on the lighting, but on the placement of the Esa Shulchanos, the fact that they had extra Shulchanos and they had extra Menorahs. So the Ben Bechai over there asked the kasha in Shmoyis Chof Hey Yud, and Ben Bechai asked, how could you have extra Menorahs v'chein Esa Shulchanos? And he says, v'nim tzoiv bal toisif. As I frek the Ben Bechai, yoiv bal toisif. Zokte, he says, avol. The emes is, he says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'idia l'Moshe b'har. At the Ebeshti, when he was telling Moshe and teaching him the whole tzura of all the Klei HaMishkan, he told Moshe b'har on the Har Sinai, Yivnu Beis HaMikdash Yasu Asora. In other words, it was part of the Ikut Tzivui Me'ikara. The Mishkan is only going to have one menorah, one shulchan, etc. But when B'shas, when you're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, they told Moshe Me'ikara, they're going to have they'll have 10 menorahs and 10 shulchanos. V'yuhadvorim Kabbalah B'yodam Ad Sheigia Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It was a Kabbalah B'yodam until it came to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. V'osa Shloim Kasher Hoyis a Kabbalah B'yodam, and Shloim then did like it was a Kabbalah. And for Shteitzach, the truth is, of course, there's many shinuyim between the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, and this type of yesoid is found in other Marimakimits also. In other words, that the Ibish Tamikara gave the Tzivri in such a oifen that the Mishkan will look like this, and the Beis HaMikdash in different Leifanim, some ways will look different. And Ben Abachai said, there's no Baltoisef on that. This was the Tzivri Meikara that the Beis HaMikdash are going to have extra menorahs and extra shulchanas. Therefore, the Mordechai Lan, the Kesef Yishayinim, points out that if so, you're not going to have a kasha for the extra hadlokos according to the Yalkut, or the extra hanocha of the lechem upon him on the shulchan, if it's done multiple times. Because also the same test that was part of the Ikut Tzivri Meikara, and therefore there'll be no shaila of a Baltoisef. The Knesset Rishonim wants to offer a Yesoidius Tikka Hezbir here and to suggest an afgemina between the Iker Lechem Aponim on one Shulchan and the extra Lechem Aponim that you had on all the other Shulchanais. And he begins his Bir by pointing out the Gemara over here has mamash a very big Chiddush here in the Sugya later in the Omud. The Gemara brings a Pasuk from the Lashon of Olav Yeh, the Lechem Atomid Olav Yeh. The Gemara learns that from Lechem Atomid Olav Yeh that's Afilu Pasul. That's the Lashon of Joshua later on in the Omud. To answer the question of Mahal Anichoy L'Shabbos Habo, in other words, that the Mefarshim explain, Pashtus, if you don't have enough Lechem upon it to put new ones on Shabbos so you could leave the old ones on Shabbos Habo, and the Gemara learns out a special Pasik that the Filu Pasul, in other words, that you leave it to the Shabbos Habo, even if it becomes possible Lina, and Afal Pikain, the halacha is that you leave it anyway. Now we'll talk a little about it, but the truth of the matter is that there's a big Machloikas in the Mefarshim over here, if the Lashon of Pasul, if that's meant Mamash Kipshutoy. The Korban HaEidah over here says the thing befeish. Korban HaEidah says that Chodesh, even though you're going to leave it after the first Shabbos, it was there a week already, and now it's supposed to take it down. He says if you do leave it, it's going to take up a compulsible lina. In other words, after now it's his manu to take it down. You leave it overnight, after that, it's going to become possible lina. So you'll have mamash posel alechem, like the Loshon HaGemora, but it's going to be posel. Afal pikein, that's the mitzvah, because the shulchan are not supposed to be empty from lechem. And the mail of halacha is that even posel alechem, you should leave it on the shulchan for another week. So he learns and understands the Korban HaEidah that the Lashon of Pasul and Yerushalmi is Kipshutai. But the Lashon of the Rash Cirilio, one of the Mefarshim over here, as explained by the Harafrayim, that's the Mefarsh on the page over there, the Rash Cirilio. So the Harafrayim over there is Medayik from his Lashon, that he understands that Pasul is Lav Dafka, and Be'emes Lechem does not become Pasul. What the Rash Cirilio talks about is the Inyan, that on Shabbos, you'll take off the Lechem upon him and then put them immediately back on, the same Lechem. If you don't have new Lechem, so there's nothing new to put on, so you take the same Lechem upon him that you just took off, and you put them immediately back on, it stays here another Shabbos. And the Har Ephraim is Medayik from the Lashon of the Rash Cirilio that if you do a thing like that, that's gufo, what the Gemara is being Mechadish, that that's what you should do if you don't have any other lechems to put on. And Dafka, it would not become possible because that would be the Kimitzvah, to do a thing like that. And even though it says the Lashon of Possel, it means that the Be'etzim would be possible in the usual circumstances. But in this case, it actually doesn't become possible. The Lashon of Possel and Yishami is Lav Dafka. That's what Har Ephraim is Medayik from the Lashon of the Rash Cirilio. He brings in that the Talmud of Rash Bash, one of the Mefarshim in Shkolim over here, also says Befeyish, this thing that it doesn't actually become possible. Other than this, again, you have Gedolei Mefarshim, the Korban HaEidah says, for example, over here, that it really does mean Kipshutai, that Alecha Aponim is going to become possible, and still is a mitzvah, leave it there for another week. And this, the Knesset Rishayim Tain is the following vort. He says, the emes is that if I have a possible Korban, then you can't make a din Korban with that. Alecha Aponim had a din to be a Korban, that's Yidua, and Mesach the Menachas, it had a din of a Korban Mincha, and the Bazinche Levoina, a Matir of the Korban, and then the Kainim eat it. It's Achila of a mincha, and once a korban can become possible, there's no kiyum of anything korban on that. And meila to mekistam to leave it on for another week, a possible korban, and hilchos korban, there's no oftoy, and there's no achievement in that. Novas then says the Knesset Rishonim that there's tzvei dinim, two independent bazundera halachos, and the kiyum of the din of the lechem upon him. One din is that the lechem upon him is from the Kabonis HaMishkan of the Kabonis HaMikdash. It has a din, and it's supposed to be placed upon the shulchan. Now that's a din in the dini hakorban.
Omba, it is another additional, entirely independent din zokter, and that is that there's a din of the shulchan, that the shulchan is considered to be, so to speak, incomplete if it doesn't have lechem on it. The shulchan alone funded that it has to have lechem upon him on it. Otherwise, it's lacking in the shulchan itself. He points out an interesting thing, that in Loshon HaPosik and Parashas Trumim, when it gives its evulium of the various klei HaMishkon, so by all the kelim, it just says, you know, you make the keli in this and this manner. By the shulchan, it says you make the shulchan, it goes through a whole thing in the Torah, and then the last posik in the parasha of the Asiyas HaShulchan is V'nosato al HaShulchan Lechem Ponim Lefonai Tomed. That's in Perikov Hei Pasek Lamed. Lechem Ponim Lefonai Tomed. That's, in other words, in the Asiyas HaShulchan, it said Befeish that you should put on the Shulchan Lechem Ponim Lefonai Tomed. The pshat is that a Shulchan in the base of Mikdash on Lechem Ponim, and if it doesn't Lechem Ponim, it's something lacking in the Shulchan itself. And a filu, therefore, Zokter, even if Lu Yitzuya, we would not have a din to fulfill it in Korban, or for whatever reason, you couldn't fulfill it in Korban of the Lechem Ponim, Afal Pikain, there would still be an independent to have lecha upon him anyway, in order to fulfill this din of the dini hashulchan, that the shulchan has to have lechem upon him on it. And that pshat, zok the Knesset Rishonim in this Gemara, what the Gemara says, that the shulchan can't be empty, and the meila, if taka, it's going to turn out that it will be empty, you don't have anything more to put on, so you leave lechem posel on for another week, not because you mekayim the din korban, which you're not, but you still mekayim the under the din of lecha upon him, which that we're dashing from a posik that it could be fulfilled, even with lechem posel, and the under the din, this din, that the shulchan is able to mekayim it's din hashulchan, to have lecha upon him, even the lecha upon him is going to be posel. So with this, the Knesset Rishonim says a very sharp hezber in the Sefri, in the Parashas Ekev. In the Sefri in Ekev, that's by the Parashah of Hoyim Shemoyah, that we say in Shema, Hoyim Shemoyah Tishmu Mitzvoyisai, and the Sefri learns from there, Shemoyah Tishmu Mitzvoyisai, for Shemoyah Tishmu, the Sefri learns up the Inyan, Sheneschaivu B'Talmud. In other words, they have to learn the Talmud Torah on each and every one of these mitzvahs, and it states in Sefri that even if the mitzvah is not yet Negeya, didn't yet come, L'Halocha, L'Maisa, Afal Pigein, there's still a din to learn the Talmud, to learn the Torah of each mitzvah. What about Zokta Sefri over there in Akev? What about mitzvahs hanoyagoyis mishen nichnas ala oretz? What about mitzvahs that weren't even noyag at all till they got to Eretz Yisrael? In 40 years they're going to be in the Midbar. What that being mekayim, these mitzvahs kegoyin. What's about, for example, ho'oimer, which is the only mitzvahim in Eretz Yisrael? V'achalo, that's a v'achalo and chalo. Ushtei alechem, v'lechem haponim. That's what it says in Sefri. And lechem haponim. And now, how do you know that there also you have to learn the Talmud Torah for the 40 years in the Midbar, even though you're not going to have an actual mitzvah till you get to Eretz Yisrael? So in other words, Shemaya Tishmu is a din that you have to do the limit of Torah of each and every mitzvah, regardless of when the mitzvah is going to come into being. I feel if it won't be noyeg until you get to Eretz Yisrael. Like, for example, Oymer Chalo Lechem upon him and Shtei Alechem. And on this, the Meforshe HaSifri Amatmiya Harbe. How could you possibly say such a thing? How could the Sifri say that Lechem upon him wasn't noyeg in the 40 years in the Midbar until you got to Eretz Yisrael? And Abenu Hillel, one from the Rishonim, a Mefarish on the Sifri, he writes over there, lecha ponim de tanya ochas abeshtehi. He says it's a mistake, this lashon of lecha ponim. It's impossible to say this, that there's an actual din, a din like that, that there should be no lecha ponim until the 40 years, until you get to Eretz Yisrael. And beferish a pasuk at the end of Pkudei, when Moshe sets up the Mishkan, and he sets up the shulchan at the end of Pkudei, vayar ochol of erech lechem lifnei Hashem, mishuoka mishkan, eschayu lecha ponim zokte. It's a beferish a pasuk in Pkudei. Moshe sets up the shulchan, and vayar ochol of erech lechem lifnei Hashem. He sets up the lechem upon him. So how could the Sefri possibly say that there's no lecha upon him until they get to the Eretz Yisrael? And this, the Rabbeinu Hillel says, must be that it's a mistake in the Girsa in the Sefri. However, not everybody is magia the Girsa of the Sefri. And in the Tzofnas Paneach ala Torah, in the Rogatchover, in Chumash there, he says a very interesting tzach. He brings down the Sefri, and he assumes with Pshitas that that's the correct Girsa, that lecha upon him wasn't noig, so that there's many rayas, and it says in the Torah, and yizicha are rayas lecha upon him did apply in the Midbar. He brings up a Feirish Gemara, Menachas Tav Sadik Hei, a Machloikas Samayruim in the Gemara, if the lecha upon him became possible b'shas masoyes. In other words, when the Yidden took apart the Mishkan, and they took it apart and they carried it elsewhere, did the lecha upon him become possible? It's Machloikas Samayruim there. And you see, Befeirish, obviously, it's the Ungenumen clearly that there was lecha upon him b'shas, the Mem Shona in the Midbar. However, state in the Tzofnas Paneach that there's two different halachas of lecha upon him. One of them is Zok the lecha upon him with Bezichei Levoino, which of course that's in the Chumash and the Menachem Masechta Menachos. You have this thing that the Bezichei Levoino, the ladles of Levoino, Rabbeinu that they were on the Shulchan together with the Lech HaPonim, and they were the Matir the Lech HaPonim. On Shabbos, he would be Makriv, the Bazicha Levoinu, the Mabeach HaChitzayim, and that was Matir the Kohenim to eat than the Lech HaPonim. So that Lech HaPonim is one din that Bazicha Levoinu with Lech HaPonim. One din. Their din, Zokt of them, the Rogachoy, they did not have in the Midbar. In the Midbar, they have a different din of Lech HaPonim without Bazicha Levoinu. That's what he says. He doesn't explain clearly what exactly is the Hevdol, but he says that in the Midbar, there was a din Lech HaPonim without Bazicha Levoinu. Sefri is talking about the real din, the din of Lech HaPonim with Bazicha Levoinu, which he did not have in the Midbar. And he says in the Lashonis HaPasik, in the Parashas Pkudim, when it talks about setting up the Mishkan, so that in the tzivoy that the Eibishter gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Veheveso es haShulchan v'arachto es erkoy. When you're going to bring the Shulchan, arachto es erkoy, you set up the setup of the Shulchan. What's set up on the Shulchan is Lech HaPonim and Bazicha Levoinu. Arachto es erkoy, it just bepshitas the word erkoy, the stomach. But when Moshe Rabbeinu sets it up at the end of the Parashas Pkudim, it says that he set up the Shulchan v'yarech all of erech lechem lifnei Hashem. So the Rogoshev, why punkt over there erech lechem? Because the tzivoy zokter is a tzivoy klali that applies to Moshe and it also applies to Doiroth. And Mela, that's why the tzivoy is given with a something a generic expression of arachto es erkoy. Moshe Rabbeinu will set it up in the Midbar, a regular lech upon him on the zichel of He didn't have that then in the Midbar. And Spete, when they get to Eretz Yisrael, the mekayim the din b'shleimus of arachto es erkoy of with the zichel of voinu lech upon him with the zichel of voinu. But since at the end of Kudei we're talking about Moshe set it up in the Midbar, so that's why it just says vayarachol of erech lechem lefnei Hashem and doesn't mention the lechem the zichel of voinu. The Knesset Rishonim says that what in the world is a hezbrin azazach? Why should this thing be? Where does this nemzach from? Such a thing that there's one din lech haponim in the Midbar without bazicha levoina and one din lech haponim when they get to Eretz Yisrael with bazicha levoina. We're saying it's a very sharp azach because the bazicha levoina, as Chazal always say, bazicha levoina is the matir of the lech haponim. Lech haponim, in other words, it's a mincha, it's a korban mincha, and like any korban mincha, it has to have a matir, a chel that goes in the mezbeach and a mele that you should be able to eat from it. Like a given kluch by a mincha, you makrav the koimitz and then you eat from the shirayim. So lech haponim, you makrav the bazicha levoina. The spoonfuls of levaina, and then you the koyanim eat the lech haponim. That's all the din korban shaboy. The pshat over here in the sefri and in the rogachov zokter is that the din korban the lech haponim was not applicable until after the mem shana in the midbar. Only in Eretz Yisrael the din korban was chal. Oh, in the midbar you only had the basic din, the din of the shulchan. That the shulchan can't be ladig, it can't be empty, and the shulchan fodder that it should have to lech haponim on it. That din zokter doesn't have bazicha levoina, and that's the hezber in this thing, and that's pshat in the sefri. In other words, sefri is saying there is a whole din lech haponim. It wasn't even chal to Eretz Yisrael. Which din lecha aponim? Lecha aponim of korban. That din found it that it has to bazicha levoina, which is what the Rogachover is saying. But there is a different din of lecha aponim that they had. It wasn't a din korban. In the Midbar, they had the din in the Shulchan, and that was lecha aponim with apazicha levoina. So the Knesset Rishonim says that according to that, he wants to taina that over here, even will go like the Yalkut and the Meshech Chochma, that there was in fact a din of putting lecha aponim on all of the Shulchanos, all the 10 Shulchanos plus the one of Moshe. Moshe was Tchila according to the Yalkut, and then you had the other 10. But there is Lech HaPonim on all the Shulchanos. For Pikein Zakt, it would come out, that's what he tainis, that you would only have one set of Bazicha Levoina on the Iker Lech HaPonim, and you wouldn't have Bazicha Levoina for the others. That because it didn't korum in the Lech HaPonim, that he says that wouldn't be Nishtana, and it would not be a din in the Bayis HaRisha, and that there should be a... there would not be a din of the Bayis HaRishon that there should be a korban which be multiplied, the chveis, you know, 11 korbanis instead of just one. The din korban is only one korban. That the korban of din lecha panim only has one bazicha levoina. Or the other shulchan, they still had to have lecha panim on them, even though they wouldn't have bazicha levoina. What's the hezber in the Ein? In the Meshech Chochma, there is no hezber. He said there's a tzivoy, in other words, that you'd have a lot of hadlokas of the menorahs because you had to have a ribu horis and ebrish the mitzava, a lot of hadlokas. But for what? Where did it nemzach the din in the shulchan that there should be, lecha panim on each and every one of the shulchans according to this mahalach of the Yalkut and the Meshech Chochma. So that's the din in each shulchan that the shulchan can't be laid because the din mitzah the shulchan is not allowed to be empty. That din only has that there should be lecha panim on them in order to mekayim the din ha-shulchan, but it would not have there should be bazicha levoina. I'm going to just be messiahing that this din that it said the Meshachov brings down was Bepe Emes, the din of the Bayis HaRishon Zokta was really to have Esa Menoiros, have extra Menoiros. It should be a Ribu Ha'oyer the way he learns it up a Pidarkoi. No, but the Shul, why do you have to have more Shulchanos? The only reason is in order that there should be a Menoir Noichach HaShulchan facing each other, facing each Menoir, you should have a Shulchan. So Bepe Emes in the Yesoid HaDvorim, there is a Yesoidistic Avort that is brought in the Brisker Rov.
The Brisker Rav says in the pasuk in Parshas Pekudei, "Vayitin as a shulchan ba'oil moed." It talks about sets up the kalim. Moshe set up the kalim at the end of Pekudei al yerech hamishkan tzafoyno, and then later vayosem as a menorah ba'oil moed noichach hashulchan. The pasuk, for some reason, is madgish that when he set up the menorah, he set it up noichach hashulchan. So the Brisker Rav brings down from his father, Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said that you find this in the Ikar Tzivu in Parshas Shumah as well. In Perek Chavov, it says over there that the Samto is a Shulchan Michutz LaParoiches. He placed the Shulchan. That's a Menorah Noichach HaShulchan Al Tzela HaMishkan Teimono, etc. So in other words, that the Reb Chaim was Medayik that there's a din of the Menorah to be Noichach HaShulchan. Reb Chaim said that that's why we find that Moshe Ben Davka was Machpat to set up the Shulchan first and then the Menorah, because the Menorah has to Davka be set up Davka facing the Shulchan. The Menorah will be set up in such a way that's not facing the Shulchan. It didn't fulfill the din of setting up the menorah. The menorah is it's a vexel, so you set up noichach hashulchan. That's why the Torah's prayer is mitzaveh, the menorah noichach hashulchan, and it's based stresses this thing at the end of Pekudei that Moshe should set up the menorah, and he set it up noichach hashulchan, as if after Moshe had already set up the shulchan. So really, there really is this yisoid that brings it very, very sharp. This thing with the Meshech Chochma is learning that really the din he understands apidarko, the din of the Bayis Harishon was to have 10 menorahs all lit, but in order to mekayim all these menorahs, he understands that for that you have to have the because it's a din that they should be noicha one another according to the Brisker Rav. That's a din in the menorah. In each menorah, according to this, there would have to be noicha hashulchan.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org. or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.